Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, it's described as a ticking time bomb of the housing crisis, as many people wonder if they'll ever be able to buy a home and how they'll afford to pay rising rents in retirement. Well, with housing charities and groups like Age Action sounding alarm bells over a rising number of pensioners facing homelessness now, John Cook has been meeting some of those affected, and John is with me now. Tell me more, John.
Well, Cormac, it was at a recent meeting of the National Homeless Action Committee that the Simon community spoke of an increasing trend of people in their 60s needing help or accessing emergency accommodation for the first time in their lives, with 15,580 people currently in emergency accommodation. According to the most recent homeless figures from the Department of Housing, 244 of them, or around 2%, are over the age of 65. And it's a trend that's been noticed in cities like Galway in particular, where the residential tenancies board has expressed concern recently after 8 consecutive quarters of high rental inflation there. 66-year-old Carmel moved from Dublin to Galway 9 years ago to be close to her son and grandchild. She qualifies for housing assistance payment, but said she can't find a landlord to accept it. So even as she hoped to plan her retirement, she had to begin working as a live-in carer for sick and elderly people, she told me, to pay the bills, but also to keep a roof over her head, as you'll hear.
It was nearly 2 years that I did live-in care. But the woman I was taking care of died, so that left me in a situation where I had to find somewhere to live. But at the same time, I had actually injured my shoulder, so it wasn't possible for me to find another position as a living carer.
You have reached retirement age, Carmel, but you're still living in that situation in a home where you had cared for somebody because you have nowhere else to go, is that right?
Yes, it was just a decision I had to go with because I had to leave the last place I was in because I couldn't keep up with the rent.
You've got the state pension of how much?
300, mm-hmm. 300 a week.
And I presume you've been looking for apartments where you might retire or might want to have your own space. How much are they looking at in Galway right now?
Oh, gosh, you're probably talking around 2,000. You know, at least for a one-bedroom apartment.
How does that feel when you're looking and you're not sure where you're going to be next?
Well, it's kind of soul-destroying because it's like just, it seems to be impossible. You know, I can't settle. It's pretty stressful.
When you hear about the housing crisis, the rising figures, the rising rents in places like Galway and other cities, did you ever think it would affect you or that you would face homelessness?
No, I never thought this would happen. It just feels like a dead end. Like, you know, I sometimes think it's just never going to happen, that I'm just going to have a place where I can relax and call home.
Now, Carmel was nervous about speaking to me. She told me there's a shame or a stigma for people her age in telling people they're homeless, though she added there shouldn't be, as it's becoming a more common situation. I also met Mary Jane, who's 65 and has spent most of her life in Galway, where she raised her daughters and worked as a chef in many restaurants till she had to give up work due to back problems in recent years. Now, like Carmel, she struggled to get an affordable place to rent or anywhere to take HAP, she said, so she had to move further out to County Galway in recent years until that property was being sold and she was given an eviction notice. An extremely frightening and stressful experience, as she described it.
Absolutely terrifying. It really is. It's, I don't know, it's like you just have no security at all. I didn't know if I'd be sleeping in a doorway or on somebody's floor or where I'd be, you know. I didn't know what was going to happen to my stuff. Didn't know what was going to happen to me. Mm-hmm. It was very frightening. And every time a knock came at the door, I didn't know if it was somebody coming to throw me out or... It's just so hard not having any stability. Mm-hmm. In the rental market, you know, there's nothing there. You can be in a place for 20 years and then be given marching orders.
We all like to think we plan for our retirement or we've notions in our mind. This was not what you had expected.
No, not at all. Not at all. I never thought I would become or be becoming homeless.
Mm-hmm. How stressful and upsetting was that time?
I was constantly sick. I was constantly sick. I'd cry at night home. And it was just horrible.
It's okay. Take your time.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I think people would understand. And sadly, we hear there are more people in that situation because rents are going higher as people realise that dream that was a long way off is getting even further out of their reach.
Yeah, a lot of people are in this position and more are coming. I mean, you don't expect it. You really don't.
Oh my goodness, that is a heartbreaking situation for Mary Jane. And you made the point very well, John, that an awful lot of people are in this situation as they finish their work careers or may find themselves in that situation as well. You also met some of those working to support people like Mary Jane and Carmel.
Yes, Cormac. Galway Simon Community supported 1,869 people last year. Families, children, people of all ages. But they have recently opened a new purpose-built accessible accommodation block of 10 one-bedroom apartments for older people and those facing mobility issues. This was supported by the Department of Housing through Galway City Council. And it is a sign of homes being built, but they need more of them because Galway Simon are concerned about seeing more situations like those faced and described there so well by Mary Jane and Carmel. Karen Golden is the chief executive of Galway Simon.
We're seeing more and more older people coming into homelessness for the first time in their lives, and it's hugely distressing for people who are having that experience because there are more people across our community who are renting rather than owning their own homes. We're seeing that when people reach pension age and their income decreases fairly substantially, they're no longer able to afford the rising rents in the private rental sector, and that's becoming deeply problematic, and more older people and pensioners are finding themselves homeless.
Tell me where we are here, so, because you're trying to work on this solution in terms of an emergency response to people who need your help if they find themselves without somewhere to sleep at night, and then a longer term solution, you hope, for those older people who realise they can't afford the rents.
So we're here on the outskirts of Galway City, and we have an emergency hostel here. It's a 24/7 service, and next door there had been a derelict site for a number of years. We've acquired that site and we've developed 10 one-bed A-rated apartments here that are specifically designed for older people and people with impaired mobility. And what we're looking to do here is to provide a home with security that is accessible for older people who could be otherwise facing homelessness.
It looks very impressive. You showed the Housing Minister James Brown around in recent weeks. This model is one you hope that government would continue to fund on a wider scale.
We were delighted to welcome Minister Brown here as well. Equally, I think he was very impressed with the development, and we would absolutely advocate for more of this type of development in Galway and elsewhere because it is so badly needed.
And that is Karen Golden of Galway Simon. But are all of those new purpose-built apartments she showed you occupied now, John?
Yes, Cormac. They were finished 2 months ago, fully occupied within a week. And Karen added that they could fill a 10-unit apartment block like this many times over as people like Carmel, who we heard from earlier, remain in a precarious housing situation and unsure of what's coming next. But this building is a positive step and has provided a happy outcome for 10 pensioners, among them 65-year-old Mary Jane, who we also heard from earlier. She was delighted to offer me cuttings from her many plants as I admired her gardening skills indoors and the pictures on her walls after she welcomed me through the front door to her ground floor apartment, her forever home as she called it, as I asked her how it felt to say that.
Fabulous. For the first time in years, actually, I'm going to put up a Christmas tree. I've already decided that and have the grandchildren over to help decorate it.
Oh, it sounds lovely. Why hadn't you done that in years?
All the places I lived in were just too small or too damp, and I just had no interest in them.
Or maybe it didn't feel like home because you didn't know how long you were going to be there.
Exactly. You just don't know the relief when you come into somewhere where you know it's safe, it's secure, it's yours for your lifetime. You know, you can make it your home. Mm-hmm. That's what we all deserve, you know, everybody. And it's so important to feel that. Yeah, something that's affordable and safe.
You can breathe and relax.
You can breathe. You can invite people. You can plan Christmas again. You know, it's nice. It's lovely. It's relaxing. You know, most of the time I spend my time reading now because I'm relaxed, you know, and it's great.
Well, the very best of luck to her in her new home, and heartfelt thanks to Mary Jane and Carmel and everyone who spoke with John Cook in Galway there. If you've been affected by the issues raised in John's report, please look up rte.ie/helplines, and you can also email us on this programme, drivetime@rte.ie.